Hi, my name is Tori Talley, and I have generalized anxiety. My therapist says pretty much it means because of childhood trauma, my brain is in constant fight or flight mode. I immediately go to the worst possible scenario. While I'm working hard on retraining the way my brain thinks and releasing stress in healthy ways, I still have some anxiety left over that needs to get out. So for me, it manifests in three ways. Panic attacks, got those are under control, thank goodness, an eating disorder, and illness anxiety, also known as hypochondria. The first two are pretty self-explanatory, but illness anxiety, it's more than just being afraid of getting sick. It's an absolute panic of any kind of illness. Up until about a year ago when I started working with a great new therapist, I would have full-blown toddler-style meltdowns over a headache. Because to me, it meant I had brain cancer. Or when I got the flu, I knew I would die. Because my anxiety is all about loss of control and not knowing what's happening. So, what's the worst thing that could happen to a recovering hypochondriac? A freaking worldwide pandemic where near nothing is actually known about it. The first month of this whole corona thing, I was living in Hawaii, feeling for the people of Wuhan, but in my own world. The second month, I was on a 30-day road trip from LA to Juneau, so I wasn't spending too much time paying attention to the news. Then I get back home and I'm getting ready to move to Huna for my summer job, when oh my God. Within a week, this has gone from me being calm and making stupid corona beer jokes to a worldwide pandemic, national emergency, and me imagining the green cartoon COVID-19 viruses inside my lungs, dancing and laughing at me for not panicking the past 2 months. I'm not trying to make light of a serious situation, and I'm very grateful to be healthy and home with family, and I know this is a trying time for everyone. But man, is it hard to feel like you've taken 100 steps back with the progress you've made with your mental health. Physically, my anxiety makes me tired, and I have a constant tightness in my chest, so the past week I've asked my boyfriend multiple times a day if he thinks I have the virus. It feels as if we're back in 2018, and I'm worried about that headache. My eating disorder is suffering too. All this alone time makes it a lot easier to let the negative self-talk back in. I'm sharing this for anyone else who might be feeling this way, struggling with their mental health. Even though we can't be with each other in person, it doesn't mean we're alone. My mom told me just yesterday that feelings are meant to be felt, even if they're bad. And if they're bad, to remember that literally thousands of people around the world are feeling the same way you are. And that's what makes us a part of this whole human community. We will make it through this together. So, you're allowed to feel sad, mad, hopeless, frustrated, disappointed, and scared. But in this time of social distancing, staying home, and being apart, I hope you all remember you aren't alone.